The White House was pressed yesterday on Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's warning that more interest rate hikes may be necessary until inflation is curbed.
Federal Reserve is independent. We leave them to make their own policy decisions. We do not get involved in that.
During a briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre noted that the Fed is an independent entity. Jean-Pierre said the Biden White House does not track or comment on the ups and downs of the stock market. Powell's warning prompted stocks to tumble. The Defense Production Act is being invoked to increase baby formula production in the U.S.
The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good.
President Biden is also launching Operation Fly Formula to use federal planes to bring in formula from abroad. Biden said he understands parents are worried about finding formula for their babies and added his team is doing everything they can to make sure that everyone has access to formula. Gas prices have now surpassed $4 in every state for the first time ever. That's according to AAA. The last three states with average gas prices below the $4 mark crossed that line on Tuesday. Higher prices are largely being blamed on the soaring cost of crude oil, which currently sits near $110 a barrel. The highest gas prices in the country are in California, where prices have topped $6 per gallon. A spike in demand over the Memorial Day weekend will likely cause more pain at the pump. Under Armour's president and CEO is leaving his role in 2 weeks. Patrick Frisk will step down on June the 1st. Current COO Colin Brown will step into the role while a search for a permanent replacement is sought. The move comes as Under Armour stock has lost about half of its value this year. And yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average took its biggest losses since 2020. At the close, the Dow had fallen by 1,164 points to end the day at 31,490. The S&P 500 dropped 165 points to end up at 3,923. The NASDAQ lost 566 points to finish the session at 11,418. Consumer and business news, Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.